Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John, the beloved disciple. Yesterday, St. Stephen. Today, St. John. And tradition identifies John with the disciple whom Jesus loved, that you get in the Gospel of John. You get that referred to periodically. He was the disciple whom Jesus loved, and tradition identifies that as the disciple and at times the actual apostle of Jesus. Privileged witness to the Lord's transfiguration and the agony in Gethsemane. He was there at both. John was there at the transfiguration, and he was there at the agony in Gethsemane. And as a result, I think, and because God drew him close in Christ, he drew him close, John shared a familiarity with Jesus that is most aptly expressed at the Last Supper, when John reclined with his head upon Jesus' breast. John's gospel, and personally, it's my favorite gospel. John's gospel records Jesus' majestic final discourses, his meditations on the mysterious communion of the Father and the Son. Often the first Greek texts read by students of Scripture, his epistles, John's letters, are simple, luminous lessons on God's love. You find that in his gospel, and you also find it in the epistles of John. John is said to have traveled to Asia Minor, where he died at Ephesus around the year 100. So that's a little background, but I'm going to urge you to take some time, especially this week, take some time to read John's letters. We're going to quote from one of them now. You'll find letters of John in the Bible near the end. Take a look at them, and some, if you can, read John, my favorite chapters in the Gospel, John 15, 16, 17. Take some time to read them and tell me what you think. All right, let's take a look at the first letter of John, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. Beloved, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands concerns the word of life. Listen to that. John's telling them what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon, we've touched with our hands concerning the word of life. For the life was made visible. We have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was made visible to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim now to you so that you too may have fellowship with us. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing this so that our joy may be complete. We might give you what we know, that our joy can more and more increase and be more and more complete among us. We ought to be proclaiming that to the people we know. We ought to be able to say, no, we did not see him in the flesh, but we have the incredible gift of the Holy Spirit within us to enlighten our minds, to strengthen our wills, to help us to penetrate the insights of the gospel, to know the God-man, that we too can say what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we looked upon and touched with our hands concerns the word of life. For the life was made visible. John tells us that, and his words are true. And no, we don't see him visibly. But because the Holy Spirit dwells within us, we are drawn into deeper and deeper communion with the Father and the Son. That's really true. But we've got to give time. We've got to give ourselves to God. In this week between Christmas and New Year's, ask God, help me to understand. You won't ever penetrate the whole mystery, this side of heaven. But help me to understand how you loved me so much that you became flesh. You took on my limitation, my limits, my lacks. You took them on. You became like me in all things but sin. Help me to understand how you love like that. And it's not words. God will reveal himself to you. if you give him time daily, if you ponder his word daily, if you feed on the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, if you go to confession regularly, you dispose your life to receive him. You make the entry door open. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's draw closer to him. He has so much of himself to give us, even this side of heaven. Psalm 97, rejoice in the Lord, you just. Light dawns for the just, and gladness for the upright of heart. Be glad in the Lord, you just. Give thanks to his holy name. Be glad that you know him. Be glad that you were baptized. Be glad that you've received the Eucharist. Be glad that you are drawn to union with him. Accept that God will never violate your free will. He will offer to you, but he will never force. Will you receive him? And the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 1, and then verses 2 to 8. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciples whom Jesus loved and told them, they have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him. You can imagine Mary Magdalene. You can imagine how distraught she was. They have taken the Lord from the tomb. She was coming to help to purify his body, to cleanse him, to prepare him for burial, and he's gone. We do not know where they put him. So Peter and the other disciple, just as the other disciple, it is John, went out and came to the tomb. They both ran. But the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. Why? Because Peter was the leader. He stepped back, deference. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb. He saw the burial cloths there and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. And then the other disciple, this is John himself, also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. He saw and he believed. Ask God to give you greater faith. Ask God to help you to see, not with your natural eyes, but with the eyes of your spirit, with your soul, with your heart, that you may know the truth. We're so limited by the information that comes to us from our senses, and that does give us a lot of information, but it doesn't enable us necessarily. Those five senses don't enable us to enter into the whole spiritual dimension of God in Christ, of his Holy Spirit, of the Father who reigns over heaven and earth, our Father. We can't through our senses talk about heaven and what it is, because we can't comprehend it. We cannot even imagine it. So we're limited in a certain way. And God gave us his Holy Spirit that we might be little by little drawn into deeper union with God. And in that deeper union, begin to see from God's perspective who God sees us to be and who God wants us to be, and God who desires to have us with him for all eternity. We begin to see that. We begin to understand. It's like as you really give God time and you really put him first in your life and you ask that your faith and your hope and love might increase, you gradually, it becomes clear. Because you're not working from your senses. You're working from faith and hope, and love. So I really want to urge you, brothers and sisters, just tell the Lord, thank you for becoming flesh for me. Thank you for being born in poverty for me, that I might not be so far distant from you that I can't relate to you. You were born poor, that I might be able to draw close to you. Thank you for your life. Thank you for all you've taught. Thank you for your death for me. Thank you for your resurrection. Thank you for giving us of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for sharing your life with us through the sacraments. Thank you for the word, the map to draw closer to you. Thank you. Take time this week, especially, you should do it all the time, but take time this week, especially, to thank him. Pope Benedict wrote this about John the Apostle. He said, together with Peter, John is sent to the church of Jerusalem to strengthen the people in Samaria who had accepted the gospel, praying for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. In particular, we should remember what he affirmed with Peter to the Sanhedrin members who were accusing them. We cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. This is John. We cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard. And Pope Benedict said, it is precisely this frankness in confessing his faith that lives on as an example and a warning for all of us always to be ready to declare firmly our steadfast attachment to Christ. Be putting faith before any human calculation or concern. According to tradition, John is the disciple whom Jesus loved, who in the fourth gospel laid his head against the teacher's breast at the Last Supper, just what I said to you at the beginning, who stood at the foot of the cross together with the mother of Jesus, and lastly, witnessed both the empty tomb and the presence of the risen one himself. Think of all that John saw. Let us be content, says Benedict, let us be content here with learning an important lesson for our lives. The Lord wishes to make each one of us a disciple who lives in personal friendship with him. To achieve this, it is not enough to follow him and to listen to him outwardly. It is also necessary to live with him and like him. This is only possible in the context of a relationship of deep familiarity imbued with the warmth of total trust. This is what happens between friends. And for this reason, Jesus said one day, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Benedict is telling us that those are the words for us, for you and me, if we become true disciples. Are you willing? Or do you just celebrate Christmas as a holiday? Or is it truly a holy day, a day on which God began to show you how totally and completely he was in love with you and who became flesh for you? Are you just going to celebrate this season as a happy season of gift exchange? Or are you going to give your Lord the greatest gift of all, yourself, and receive from him all that he has for you? God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.